Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday, we continue to look at the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew in chapters 5 through 7. It's a new series we're calling Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea is only one kingdom lasts forever. In Matthew 5, 13 through 16, Jesus tells his listeners that they are to be salt and light, and here is what he tells them. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I love this passage because Jesus is showing how we are to live in the world and how we are to relate to the world, namely that we're to be salt and light. And the need for these two elements reveals what kind of state the world is in. The world is in darkness and decay because of sin. The world has been in a progressive state of darkness and decay, and that's why we are called to be salt and light. Salt, although it was used for flavor in the first century, had a much more meaningful use to them. If you recall, they did not have the benefit of refrigeration, right? That would be invented some 1,700 years later. And so in order to keep things from spoiling and to delay the decaying process of foods, they would cover them in salt. So salt was used for preservation. That was the main use of salt in the first century. And in this world we are living, it is in constant decay. Romans 8 says that the world is groaning, waiting for the day that it will be renewed. And even the people in our world and the social aspects of our world is in decay. And God has placed us in this world to be salt, to engage the places where our world is breaking down and be an agent for preservation. Similarly, Jesus calls us to be light. Now, it's important for us to see that he is the light of the world, the uppercase L light of the world. But we are the lowercase light of the world. We reflect the light that the light of the world has placed in our hearts. So he is the light, but we are also to be light in the world. We are his light, his representatives in the world. And I can think of few other times in my lifetime where this call to our identity as salt and light as the church is more needed. Many Christians are afraid right now. Many are paralyzed by fear. Many are just wanting to withdraw and not engage with the world altogether right now. And we look around at a progressive decline and a movement away from the things of God in our culture and in our society, and it can be super discouraging. And we can be like this passage says and hide, right? He says no one buys a light to hide it. No, we display it so that it gives light to everyone in the house. So we don't hide, right? Even though that may be our tendency, as things decay and things decline and as darkness seems to grow, we want to hide. But Jesus tells us don't hide. Instead, shine. Instead of being discouraged by the darkness and even being tempted to curse the darkness, we can see and seize this opportunity here and now. As the darkness increases around us, we can choose to be light. We don't have to fear our mission field because light shines brightest in the darkest places. So the more dark it grows around us, the more opportunity we have to show the brightness of the light within us. We need to be people, just as this passage says, who do good work, who demonstrate that there is light in us. We need to uncover our light, not only speaking the truth, but showing the truth. This is the call of Jesus on our lives, and I don't think it has been more pertinent than now. Father, thank you that you are the light of the world. You have sent Jesus to light up the darkness. You are the light that has come into the world. And thank you that your light has brought us out of the kingdom of darkness. And now, Lord, will you also use us to bring light to those in our world who need it the most? Use us to shine in an ever-increasing dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and ask the Lord to show you how you can embrace this identity of salt and light to those around you today. Thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.